Welcome to Gastric Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Peter Enzinger, and to begin, we talked about some of the key research data sets presented at the ASCO meeting in June, beginning with an important phase 3 trial comparing two perioperative chemotherapy regimens.
I think that that probably was the most important study that was presented at ASCO this year. It arguably, and I think for most of us, has changed the standard of care. It's based on Sala Albatran's work in metastatic disease, where he has taken the AIO regimen, which is 24-hour 5-FU and leucovorin, plus oxaliplatin that they've developed. So it's the German version of FOLFOX and added docetaxel to that regimen. So FLOT is actually 5-FU, leucovorin, oxaliplatin, and docetaxel. The regimen has shown promise in the metastatic disease setting and obviously now has been moved into the adjuvant setting. For years now, since David Cunningham's publication in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2006, the MAGIC study, that had been the standard of care for many of us, giving three cycles of ECF before and after a gastrectomy. This study now looks at ECF or ECX, I think it was investigator's choice, versus the FLOT regimen. And I must say, the improvement in disease-free survival, overall survival, is truly impressive. There are significant improvements in both parameters, hazard ratios that are highly significant. The toxicity is not a freebie. FLOT clearly is toxic, and I think that many of us are now going to learn the intricacies and toxicities of this regimen. And it's quite clear that there will be substantial toxicity with this regimen, and this should be given probably only to the strongest and healthiest patients. But the difference in toxicity versus ECF, ECX is not that great. When you look at serious adverse events, I think it was 61% in one arm, 62% in the other arm, so very similar toxicity. There's certainly more nausea and vomiting with an epirubicin-based regimen. Otherwise, there was more neuropathy with docetaxel, more, I think, infections and some fatigue. So I think that ultimately, it's going to be a new standard of care for patients of good performance status. It had, I think, 430-something patients. This was conducted entirely in Germany. There was some people talking about how German patients were more hardy than patients of other countries, but I think we're going to very quickly learn if this is doable or not in our American and other European patients.
So yeah, the median overall survival was 35 months with ECF, ECX, and 50 months with FLOT, hazard ratio 0.77, p-value significant. 3-year survival, 48% versus 57% with FLOT. Also, progression-free survival is improved with the FLOT regimen, 30 months versus 18 months. So are you actually using this regimen in your practice?
Honestly, I've not. I don't have any firsthand experience yet. You know, back in the day, well, back in the day is probably 5-6 years ago, you know, there'd be a new regimen that would come out and we would immediately just handwrite the new regimen in and start giving it. In this day and age where we have pathways and we have computer builds, in our particular case, it's called a beacon build, sort of pivoting is not as quick anymore. I have to get approval from various pharmacy committees, and I have to get the computerized system to build the new regimen. So we had not been using it for metastatic disease, and so it's going to take us a few weeks to build this for the adjuvant setting.
It kind of sounds like maybe, is this going to be maybe similar to FOLFIRINOX and pancreatic cancer?
I think so, yeah. I think we're all a little worried about the toxicity, but I suspect in the end it's going to be tolerated well enough that most of our patients, particularly at academic centers where we have sort of the better performance status, younger patients, are going to be able to tolerate it. We'll see how the older patients do with this.